Sunday the 1st of September 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Refreshing. Bible reading, Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Talk by Belinda Ramsey.
Good morning, folks. It's lovely to see you this morning. I'm going to invite Samson to come up, and he's going to read today's verse for us. And he's going to do it a little bit different. He's going to do it Samson style.
Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to be reading a Bible verse, but I wanted to do it differently. I'll be reading Ezekiel 47, 1 to 12. Trees on... Well, now, when I say east, then east has to do the wave. When I say west, west has to do the wave. When I say north, north to do the wave. When I say south, south do the wave.
Okay, now make sure you know how to wave, folks. Come on, you know how to do a big wave? Big wave, come on, you can do it. Oh, there we go, we've got it, okay. Practice on a horse. Go ahead, Samson.
Now he brought me back to the entrance to the temple. I saw water pouring out from under the temple porch to the east.
Oh, well done, east.
The temple faced east. The water poured from the south side.
Oh, south are a bit better there.
Of the temple, south of the altar. He then took me out through the north gate.
Oh, north on the ball, well done.
And led me around the outside to the gate complex on the east.
Come on, east, wake up. Come on, big wave.
The water was gushing from under the south front of the temple. He walked to the east with a measuring tape and measured 1,500 feet, leading me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through the water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through the water waist deep. He measured off another 1,500. By now, it was a river over my head. Water to swim in. Water no one could possibly walk through. He said, "Son of man, have you had a good look?" Then he took me back to the riverbank. While sitting on the bank, I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. He told me, "This water flows east."
Oh, east, we're listening, well done.
"Descends to the Araba and then into the sea. The sea of stagnant waters. Where it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. Where the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand into fresh water, shoulder to shoulder along the shore from Engedi, all the way north."
Oh. Well done,
"to Engliam, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kinds, like fish of great Mediterranean. The swamps and marshes won't become fresh. They'll stay salty. But the river itself, on both banks, will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither. The fruit won't fail. Every month they'll bear fresh fruit, because the river from sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. North, east, south, west." Thank you.
Well done, Samson. Well done. Fantastic. Bet you've never seen the Word of God read like that. That was really good. Thank you, Samson. You're a star. This morning we're going to talk a little bit about refreshing and about water. We've seen baptism happen this morning and the importance of water and how it refreshes us. But we're going to speak a little bit more this morning about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit refreshes us. Now, before we do that, I've got a bit of a challenge and I need Adam and Gideon to come and help me. Come on, you're not going to wait that easy. Okay, Gideon, you're going to be on this side over here. Yep, or you can be on that side. Fantastic. Okay, we are going to do a little bit of a quiz on water, okay? Now, in a second, some pictures are going to come up. And you're going to have to try and guess where that is, okay? Now, so that we know which team said it first, we know the buzzer sound. So this team, this side, give me a buzzer sound. It's about like a bee, it's not a buzzer sound. A buzzer sounds like, or something. Come on, something a bit more exciting. Oh, you have to listen for it, Gideon. Okay, this side, give me a buzzer sound. Okay, it needs to be different from the other side so we know who said it. So this side, you're going to be beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Very good. This side, you're going to be Fantastic. Okay, first picture's going to come up. You two are going to have to keep the score for your own sides, okay? So Erin, this is your side. Gideon, this is your side. Okay. Oh, this side first. Okay. Are you ready? Gideon, who beeped? Okay. What's... Niagara Falls, well done. 1 point to this side. Very good, very good. Okay, we're going to go for a second one. Ooh, I think it was actually somebody on this side that time. Are you sure? Really sure? Okay, on this side, somebody tell me what it is. Very good. Oh, you're all very well travelled. The Trevi Fountain. Very good. Okay, 2 points to this team so far. Okay, this side over here. Yeah?
Amazon River.
The Amazon River, well done. This team, you got a point. Well done, well done. Okay. This side. This side, where is it? The Thames. If you didn't get that, I'd be slightly worried. Okay. Okay. Ooh, this one's a bit trickier. Make sure you do your sound if you know where it is. Okay, we've got one hand at the back here. Ray? Pardon? It's not Lake Windermere, nope, sorry. Okay, over this side. No, it's not the Mississippi. I'll give you a clue. It is somewhere in the UK. Oh, close. Oh, this side got it. Lucinda, what was it? Loch Lomond. Very good, very good. Okay, next one is... Oh, this side again. The Giant's Causeway, it is very good. One of the wonders of the world. Absolutely stunning. Oh, that was this side. Anybody know what it is? Do you want to try? Oh, right at the very back. Pardon? No, I'm afraid not, no. I'll give you a clue. It is somewhere in South Africa. Well done, this side got it. Well done, well done. Okay. And the very last. Oh. Pardon? Can't hear you. Nope. Where is that? Lake District. Very good, this side got it. Okay, so scores so far are... Oh, come on, this side. What happened to you? Give them all a big round of applause. Well done. Well done, this side. Fantastic. Do you know, all these pictures that we have of famous waterways are for different reasons. Some of them, like the Giant's Causeway, are because they're so beautiful and they stand out. If you've ever been to Giant's Causeway, the stones are literally like in a hexagon shape, every single one of them, and they are incredible to look at. We look at things like Niagara Falls, and before you even get to the falls, you can feel the spray off it. It is so massive, so huge. And the same with Victoria Falls. Apparently, it's the same. The closer you get, you don't even need to be right at it, but you can feel the spray of it. And lots of these waterways are famous because they're beautiful. Like Loch Lomond. Who wouldn't want to be in Loch Lomond? It is stunning, okay? I know I'm a bit biased, but it is stunning, okay? But loads of these places are known because the place where the water is so beautiful. But mostly, it's because it brings life. One of the verses that Samson read there was, where the water is, there's abundance of life. And you know what? This morning I want to share a little bit about that life, about that abundance of life. You know, when we are dry, when we feel a bit weary and we're tired, things can be really difficult. In ourselves, when we're tired and we're weary, and our soul just feels a little bit like, oh, everything feels so hard. It feels so difficult. Even daily tasks can seem really difficult. And we wonder where the water's gone. We wonder where the life has gone that was within us. And I'm going to show you a quick quick clip from a movie called The Water Diviner. Okay. I love his reaction at the end, okay? What you don't see is when he comes out of the well, he does like a little victory dance, which is great, okay? And he's excited. If you can, I don't know if you've seen that movie before, but the idea is it's set in Australia, which is so dry and so dusty. And I know there is lush parts of Australia, but it's known famously for being really dry and really hot. And his job was to go out and find the water. He digs these massive big holes, spends a whole day, and eventually when he hits water, he is so excited because finally the dryness is over. He doesn't have to cope with the heat anymore. He's got this wet water just rushing around him and filling beside him, refreshing him and making him feel well. The Bible tells us that in Psalm 23, that God leads us beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. I don't know about you, some days I get up and it's really difficult. Some days you just feel a bit dry and you feel a bit empty. And you haven't done anything wrong. You haven't taken a wrong path or gone anywhere else. But you just feel a bit dry. And you know, especially these last few weeks, the heat has been intense here. I don't know about you, but I've never really understood that whole British thing of having hot tea when it's a hot day. I've never really understood that, okay? For me, the only thing I want when it's a hot day is like an ice-cold glass of water, okay? Coke is good, don't get me wrong. I love an ice-cold Coke, or some people prefer a beer or something like that to cool you down, okay? But I don't know about you, when it's been absolutely roasting, especially the day when it was like 37 degrees, I didn't want cold Coke, didn't want hot tea, didn't want any of that stuff. All I wanted was ice-cold water to refresh me and cool me down. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is like that ice-cold water for us. When we feel dry and weary inside, the Holy Spirit comes along and he refreshes us and he restores us and he brings us back to where we need to be so that life isn't so difficult. A bit like our water diviner, we don't have to dig for that life. We don't have to go searching for it. The Holy Spirit is right here and he wants to refresh you this morning. If you're feeling weary or tired or you just need that refreshing spirit, then you know what? We can come before God this morning and ask for that. We don't have to go searching or digging holes or taking other paths because nothing else satisfies. It's a bit like that hot tea on a hot day. It's not going to satisfy. You need the water. You need the Holy Spirit. He is like our water that refreshes us. Now, I need a volunteer. Let me see. I'll have Tobias. Do you want to come and help me? Fantastic. You come and stand here for me. Now, I thought since we're doing baptismal this morning, we'd bring the paddling pool. Is that all right? Would you like to step inside? Now, did your mum bring a change of clothes for you? Because you might get a little bit wet. Is that all right? No? Yes? Okay. What I want you to do is I'm going to put a few of these little seeds in your hand. Okay, so put your hand out for me. Okay, I want you to grab your hand around it. Can everybody see him? Yeah. Move forward a little bit. Tobias, so everybody can see you. Okay, I want you to close it in your hand. I'm going to see if I can knock it out your hand. Are you ready? Is it coming out?
No.
You have quite a strong grip. Okay, you can open your hand again. You know what? The Holy Spirit wants to pour on us. He wants to refresh us. He wants to give us. And sometimes when the Holy Spirit refreshes us, we're so dry that we hold on to it. We say, God, that was amazing, but I don't want to let it go. And God says, you don't have to hold on to it so tightly. Pour it out. Because what happens when we pour out to others, God continues to pour into us. And he pours it out again. And when I say we pour it out, that means we bless others. It means that we encourage others. When God fills us with his Holy Spirit and refreshes us, he wants us to pour out to others. We are blessed to be a blessing. And we don't have to hold on to it tightly. God pours into us, we pour out to others. God pours into us, we pour out to others. And it keeps going. Because the Holy Spirit and God never end. Give Tobias a big round of applause. He was fantastic.